So Hare Krishna. Sorry, a little late, but no problem. Hopefully. Gaur Krishna, let's start. Because this is about a very distinctive feature of the holy name, I will immediately go to the chanting. Sri, no. All of us, please. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala, Radha Kanaya Lala, Sri Radhe, Radha Kanaya Lala, Radha Kanaya Lala, Sri Radhe, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. So Hare Krishna, everyone. What a pleasure to read with you the second verse of the Rupa Goswami's Namashtakam. He was called the Rasacharya of the Holy Name, amongst others. And that is because he just explained so nicely about the Holy Name. What I intend to do today is to... Let me just find... Here we are. Share with you some of the insights of the second verse. You remember yesterday we heard the first prayer where an amazing image was given by Rupa Goswami. He wanted to, right in the beginning, establish that the Holy Name is Krishna with lotus feet. And he is a person, in other words. Chanting is not a technique. Chanting is not a method. Chanting is not just a sadhana. Chanting means you have a relationship with Krishna. And while we chant, this relationship becomes more and more pronounced, so that according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Holy Name will at one stage take you from this mortal body and bring you into the spiritual world. It will show you your own form and you will relate to Krishna in that real, with that real you. That real you. Good. So the analogy he gave was the Upanishads, that is the wisdom scriptures of the Vedic texts. They take a, what was it, a lamp with 10 flames, that's for very worshipable personalities, and they offer it. And in other words, they show their respect. You are the highest. You are the we Upanishads. We talk about yoga, we talk about meditation, but we understand chanting you is the highest. Therefore, welcome and let us offer you our artik. And then he said, you are worshipped not just by people of this world, but you are also worshipped by liberated souls. This point was very nicely seen in the Shrimad, in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, where you feel, you know, where you hear how the cowherd boys, the Sakas, chant the holy names of Krishna with hearts melting with affection. And you hear how Krishna becomes so pleased that he expands himself for these coward boys and rests his head on their lap while they sing kirtan like lala babies. Lullaby. These are songs. Schlaf, Kindchen, schlaf. Dein Vater hütet die Schaf. And so weiter. Ne? Lullabies. Do you know? So they sing Krishna so that he can sleep nicely. You hear in the Goswami literatures how Krishna and the gopis walk through the forest of Vrindavan and the gopis sing about Krishna, sing Krishna's name, and Krishna sings about the moon, for instance, the beautiful moon. Krishna's very poetic. So liberated souls also chant. It's not just us who chant in order to become Krishna conscious. Also the Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious souls chant. And then Rupa Goswami says, I take complete shelter under you. At your lotus feet. So at this stage, the Holy Name may say, what? You want
to take complete shelter, it's not possible for you, because it is known in Shastras that firm devotional service can only be performed by those who are free from sinful inclinations and the reactions to sin. You asked to have my shelter, but how can this happen? Shelter means some steady position. You're always in my shelter. So how can I shelter you who are overcome by sinful reactions? My dear devotees, don't think you are not overcome by sinful reactions because you keep the four rules and regulations intact in your life, or try to do so. No, there is a lot which, a lot of miseries which we as devotees have due to atma kritam. Atma means self-inflicted activities in the past that now are coming out as reactions. Next time you get angry, next time you get miserable, think that this could be not because of the other person out there who got on your nerves. Think that now some karmic reactions have finally blossomed, and that's why you have this present difficulty. So it is known that only that firm devotional service or nishta bhakti is possible only for someone where the sinful reactions have abated, have gone. So how can you hope to have full shelter in me? Now at this time, a verse is said. This is the second verse. And this verse is sung in a beautiful meter. It's called Manyubhashini. It means, it's a feminine name which denotes a sweet speaking lady. So this verse speaks to you in your desperation with sweet, like a sweet speaking lady. Nice, soothing sound. You become soothed. No? This is what the verse says. Don't worry because of you're still a conditioned soul. No. Jaina. Let's have a little orchestra here. Jaina Madhe. Jaina. Sorry. It has to be sweet. Jaina Madeya Muni Brinda Geya He Jana Ranjanaya Paramakshara Krite Tvam Anadarat Apimana Gudiritam Nikilo Kratapa Patalim Vilumpasi. Not so sweet, but the idea is maybe there. This is a Manyubhashini meter, and the holy name now responds. You have said, this verse now responds. Don't worry. I have good news. And now the holy name is praised for a very special characteristic. It says, O respectable holy name, worthy of being sung by hosts of great sages. So why should the greatest saints sing the glories of the holy name? Yes, all glories to you, for you have taken on the transcendental form of these wonderful syllables, Hare Krishna. You've taken on this form in syllables in order to please the devotees and ordinary people alike. Because
even if you are uttered once with disrespect, you destroy all the distresses of a living entity. My dear devotees, when you are in distress, chant and absorb yourself in the chanting. There is nothing better than this. So, what does it say, this verse? It says, even if you uttered only a little, that means if you only touched the tongue, or you are uttered indirectly, or you are indicated, you are uttered indicating something else, like give me the Rama margarine. In Germany we have Rama margarine. Jokingly, even if you are sung jokingly, or even for musical entertainment, like the professional kirtan scene out there, no? Even if you are chanted neglectfully, like most of us who are not even chanting 16 rounds, the holy name can remove unlimited distress and sinful reactions, including those who are stored up as seeds in the subtle body. See, there is misery which you experience now, and there is misery which is going to come. Like, I know my next visit to the dentist is already scheduled. You know, so this is this misery which is going to come. Is there in a seed? It means it has not yet grown into a plant. No? The chanting can even destroy the future or still coming miseries which are waiting in the future because of our previous activities. And this is, for me as a chanter, the most important point. Since it is the subtle body, says Valadev Vidya Bhujana, since it is the subtle body, the mind, which is the source of all miseries, there wouldn't be any miseries if our mind wouldn't produce them. Even if there is misery, like going to the dentist, I'm giving a harmless example. You can fortify yourself in your mind so that it will be halb so schlimm, not really bad, so that it will not really bad. So since it is a subtle body which is the source of all material miseries, it is included in the list. This can go around. I know when sometimes... there was one disciple who came to his master and said, "Oh, what a miserable weather." You may have heard in Germany there were floods. Have you heard? 47 people at least died in the floods. So this disciple came, "Oh, the weather is so miserable. What a bad weather." And the master said, "The weather is not good and it is not bad. It's simply the weather." Weather means rain, sun, whatever. It's the mind which makes this, which produces good and bad. It's the mind which gives these etiquettes. I like this, I dislike it. It's called sankalpa. The Balahari Prabhu told yesterday, it's the jumping of the mind from the very poles, happiness, distress. It's not out there, it's in here, the happiness and distress. So that's a very important thing. So the chanting can help you. How it helps? Well, it makes you tolerant. A chanter is usually very tolerant. If he is not tolerant, he has to learn to become tolerant in order to keep on his chanting. Tolerant is a gift of chanting. It helps you to overcome the flickerings of the mind. No? Now you might say, no, Satchinanda Swami, it's not true what you say. First of all, I'm not saying this. This is from Rupa Goswami and Baladev Vidyabhushana's Tika. Tika means commentary. So he answers this doubt. He answers a doubt which I had for a long time. It's not my experience that when I chant all miseries go, I sometimes sit in the kirtan and I'm thinking, why did he have to say that in the internet? Why? It hurts so much. Or I'm sitting in the kirtan and think, oh, I'm so hungry. Now I have to sing for another hour. I'm just a slave here. And so on. I'm not experiencing a physical relief and mental relief always. Yes, the answer of the Kashi Kanda of the Padma Purana is that, am I saying to you the right thing here? Yeah, no, it's only the Kashi Kanda. It's quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It gives an analogy. It may not be that immediately you are feeling the relief from distress, but it is something which is bound to happen in the future if you continue chanting. The analogy which is given in the Kashi Kanda is, even if a spark touches something by mistake, no? After some time it will become a very, very great fire. You know, if here a small spark falls, after some time it's a fire and it burns away everything. So this is the analogy, here's the verse for you. Even if touched only by mistake, a spark still burns. In the same way, when it touches the lips, the holy name of Lord Hari burns all sins. It means it happens after some time. Sanatana Goswami describes this in his work Brihat Bhagavatamrita. He said, when you have fever and you finally get the medicine against the fever, it's not that the same night where you use the medicine, the fever is gone. But if you continue the medicine, taking it patiently, then after some time, the powerful ingredients in the medicine will act so that the fever will go. No? Don't we have this? We have a disease and we start taking the medicine and it's not immediately on the spot gone. We have to wait a little bit until the full effect is there. Isn't that your experience? No? So the chanting also, it may not be for everyone that they are experiencing the burning of their karmic reactions. It may still go on a little bit. However, if you chant, keep on chanting, you will enter that boat which will bring you back home, back to Godhead. This is there, and this is the experience. If you want that the chanting acts faster and that the straw of all your karmic reactions are quicker burned, don't continue to make the straw wet. This will burn, but if I pour water all the time on it, the effect will be delayed. So if you practice spiritual life and you do the things which you know better than anyone, which create problems for you in the future, then it may take longer, but it is certain that the medicine will work. And therefore Rupa Goswami says, you have taken this form in the form of syllables so that jana ranjanaya, means that you give ordinary people and your own people, that means your devotees, a great pleasure in the heart. The chanting can give ordinary people great pleasure in the heart, and it can give it will give your devotees, because it brings you in a different mindset. So, by saying Jana Ranjanaya Param Aksharakrite, Rupa Goswami suggests the merciful nature of the holy name. But do you know something else which happens? I'm becoming so enthusiastic about this. As you chant, you're calling out to Krishna. And Krishna will hear you. Yes, I hear you. But when Krishna finds that there is even a little sincerity in your chanting, he will not only hear you, he will listen to you. He will be very interested in your case. I want to give a very nice little Leela Katha for your pleasure. It's about Narottam Das Thakur, who once said to his associate Ramachandra and Gokul, two of his associates, "Let's do kirtan." It was a full moon day. That means there was light in the night. It was easy. And in the night, they began to play various musical instruments. And they began to sing. Even the demigods were enchanted by that kirtan. There was a Midanga player. His name was Devi Deva. He played rhythms. He's known as the rhythm man in Narottam Das Thakur's kirtan party. Suddenly, you know, it was in the middle of the night, there was a light amongst the devotees, which illumined all the four directions. It was like a flash of light. It is often described by realized souls. When they see Krishna, they first see a light. Or it is described when Krishna waits for Radha in the forest of Vrindavan, he all of a sudden sees how the forest and the trees turn golden. And then he knows, my Radha is coming. She's walking with a golden light and colors, everything in golden colors. So this light experience is often associated with the direct appearance of the Lord. So I will read to you now. But then something else started. An amazing fragrance gradually filled the air, and the sweet sound of anchor bells could be heard. My dear devotees, we find this also in Narada Muni's life, who sat under a tree and meditated with the mantra which Lord Shiva had given to him. And the first thing he saw was the light. He didn't see Radha and Krishna. Then the next thing he is described, there were the sound of anchor bells. That's how your God realization will happen. You will hear all of a sudden the sound of anchor bells. And the third is the fragrance. My dear devotees, my tongue wants to say something, but my intelligence says, stop here, stop here, stop, stop. And now my intelligence was stronger. But I have one little experience in one temple. Let's see who is more strong. Intelligence. No. Maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow. Maybe not now. So So no, it's not so special. It's little for him. I'm a simple man. It's something very simple, but it's very divine, very nice. So this is how the devotees imagine. They do their kirtan. All of a sudden, it's full of light. Wow, a supernatural light. Then they begin to hear the anchor bells. And then they smell this beautiful, overwhelming smell of Radha and Krishna. You know, sometimes Krishna is with Srimati Radharani and in a closed kunja or bower. The gate is very nicely closed with a flower rope and so on. And they are together, the divine couple. And then a person who should not see this, that is Kundalata, comes. What is Jatila and her daughter is? Kutila. Kutila. Not Kundalata, she's good. But Kutila comes. She has heard that Radha went that morning to the Jamuna, and she heard that Krishna took the cows out, had taken the same direction, and she has some idea that maybe they meet again. So Kutila comes in, sneaks up to the flower kunj, and tears open the gate and bursts into the space where Radha and Krishna are. As she comes in, she only sees Radha doing some gopi activity, you know, flowers or anything. The Krishna was there. Why are you always fantasizing and imagining about Krishna? Get him out of your mind, says Radha. But Krishna was just moments before there. So Kutila goes, and then she can smell the beautiful fragrance of Krishna lingering in the air. This is Krishna's problem in Vrindavan. He can't really disappear because his fragrance stays. It's a spiritual fragrance, you know, it stays. So therefore, Kutila it becomes more suspicious, but Radha Rani and the Sakis know, you're so obsessed by this Krishna, Kutila. Maybe because you're so ugly, you desire him so much that you see him everywhere, smell him everywhere, imagine him everywhere. This is the breeze at the Yamuna who went over the Kunda flowers and brought this fragrance. Very natural explanation. Why do you always make such an unnatural explanation? So Hare Krishna. So the devotees hear this, and as the divine sound of the anchor bells gradually faded from the Sankirtan stali, all the devotees fainted. Ramachandra and Narottam floated in their own tears, while Devidas, this is the Madanga player, Gokul and the others rolled on the ground. So this is very much explained in the next verse also, that Krishna's holy name does not only remove your miseries, your sinful reactions. No, it attracts Krishna also. It is said, just like Krishna, the Nami, has bodily forms like Hamsa and Varaha, etc., the holy name has the forms of transcendental alphabets. Please look on the altar. Do you see these small blackish forms of Lord Narsingadev? I think we are blessed with 3 Narsingadevs. 4 even. Wow. 4. Wonderful.
So it's Krishna becomes, when Krishna becomes angry, he takes on the form of half lion, half man. He's always Krishna who takes on different forms. He's Krishna also as Nrisimhadev, as far as the devotees of Nrisimhadev are concerned. And there are scriptures which say that the nails of Nrisimhadev are used for confidential pastimes which Krishna has. And so it's always the same Lord who comes in different forms. So one of his forms is alphabetic form. See? Here there are the alphabets. He comes like this. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji has informed us, and so has Bhagavan Das, and so has Jagannath Das Babaji, that if you chant and sit before the form of the syllable form of God that is here, then one day for you, Radha and Krishna will come out of this nama traktak, and they will enter your consciousness and hopefully stay there as long as you let them. This is mystical philosophy. Are you not inspired? You should dance when you hear this. It is said, Janaranjanaya, for the pleasure of ordinary people as well as devotees, you have taken this form. Why? You know, because we have a tongue, we can vibrate. So therefore, we can engage with the holy name in this form. It is possible when we do so. So, in this prayer, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is a hidden prayer. It is, my Lord, you have come in the syllable forms, and I'm trying to chant your name. Please come and purify me. And because you want to save the fallen conditioned souls, it is in your interest. If you purify me, everyone will say, wow, how powerful this Krishna consciousness is. There is this very famous incident of Jagai and Madai's conversion. And I would like to just give you a little bit detail what happened afterwards, after they were saved. After Jagai and Madai were accepted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu due to his extraordinary mercy, they would every single morning take a complete bath in river in Ganga Mai. Now Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna comes in Kali Yuga in two forms. One is a wooden form, Lord Jagannath. Another is a liquid form, the Ganga. So they took every day their bath in the Ganga for further purifications. And then they chanted 2 legs of names that meant 128 rounds each day. They were repentant. They chanted with tears in their eyes. And they were crying very loudly as they remembered their sinful activities. My dear devotees, I am aware that some of you are getting bored, so I will shock you a little bit. There is something which is a starting point for spiritual activities. If you arrive at that starting point, you can have spiritual activities. If you never get there, you cannot have real spiritual life. This starting point for everything good in your life is a genuine feeling of humility. A feeling where you feel, the English word is wretched. I would like someone to look, do you have a translation function in your mobile telephone? Yeah?
Geht das? Hast du sowas? Wretched. The translation will come for you in a moment. It is, ja, man fühlt sich erbärmlich. Have you ever felt erbärmlich? No, some of you even laugh, although this is, that means you have not felt most properly. Or you have felt and it was in a difficult situation. Erbärmlich means like, oh, I'm not at ease with myself. I have a friend, a famous person, but I don't. he says, Sachinanda Swami, I'm ill at ease with myself. I just can't live with myself. Have you ever been in situations where you feel, I just can't tolerate myself any longer? It's getting too much. I really did something which is not good. If you, strangely, if you come to this realization, you can chant with tears in your eyes and immediately everything will change. And so on. So while Jagai and Madai were chanting, they could see their previous sinful activities. And even though the various associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always came to them and patted them on the back and said, is this all right? Mahaprabhu has forgiven you. He has taken all the sinful things away from you. Even though this went on, they could not forgive themselves. Especially Madai not, who had drawn blood from Lord Nityananda. Imagine, from his beloved Lord, he had hurt him so much that he was bleeding. Imagine how he must have felt. So one day, Madai took a straw in his mouth and he went to the personality he had offended. It was Lord Nityananda. And he broke down before him and was crying. And Nityananda said, it's all right, Madai. You are forgiven. But Madai felt so distressed that he contemplated the verses. He said, I have sinned so much. I have sinned against so many people. What should I do now? The Nityananda knew he had to give him something practical. So he expressed to Madai that you have caused many troubles to many living entities. I know, and you don't even remember who it was. I know, but I'm giving you now an instruction. Build a bathing ghat at the banks of Mother Ganga. And everyone who comes to take their bath, serve them with your hands, serve them with your words, serve them with your body. Be the servant of those who take their bath and pray for forgiveness, and they will bless you. And then this dark cloud, which is giving you so much torment, will go away from your minds. So in this way, Madai became ein Badewärter, a bathing gut person. And now when the other people of Navadvip saw this amazing change in these two criminal people, they thought, oh, Mahaprabhu's movement really works. I can see the people were like this before and now they are like that. I really think we can draw from this a wonderful lesson. Our movement is attractive because of attractive devotees who are convincing, who have changed, who bring an atmosphere. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the best preaching is the Vaishnava behavior. If one behaves with devotees, learn to behave like Vaishnavas, especially if they do this from inside.
if they are merciful, if they're kind to others, if they stop the things which are not good for them and for others, then people will be attracted. Have you sometimes seen this? You have maybe been to an event and you have dressed in normal cloth, which did not show that you're a devotee, and people look at you and say, you look so different. Devotees preach by their effulgence. In ISKCON management, we have now a slogan. We say, there's no better way to preach Krishna consciousness than happy devotees. It's known in our movement. No, you cannot just give words, theories. The Vaishnav behavior, that speaks louder. There is even a statement that says, what you are speaks so loud to me that I just can't hear what you say. It's so loud what you are. I can't hear what you say. So this is this is what the hidden prayer here is. My dear holy name, if you have come for the pleasure of the people and for your devotees, so please come also for me. Please relieve me from my endless miseries. And please, this will be good for you, because people will think, wow, Krishna is very wonderful. He has changed this person who was a hippie. Prabhupada said always like this, my disciples were hippies, now they're hippies. he had a way of saying things very direct and very, very charming. So yes, this is what is the hidden prayer. I also want to experience this. I want to become free from a problematic mind, and I want to become your devotee. So, yes. This is a little explanation of verse 2. There is, however, a question which this verse does not answer. I will just tell you what the question is. Let me just find it for you. Here it is. It has to come tomorrow. I forgot the question. It's in my notes for tomorrow. Tomorrow is singing day, the day after tomorrow. But I just wanted to say, just like Krishna, the Nami, the original person of the name, has taken forms as Hansa and Varaha. Similarly, the holy name also has forms of various transcendental alphabets. Where I live, I have a photo of a stone. It's this big, and on it, it has, I forgot, was it engraved? I think it's engraved and painted, painted, the names of the holy name. Here. And this stone is decorated with a beautiful dress also, because Jagannath Das Babaji has worshipped this, that means the letters of the alphabet, the letters of the holy name, as fully Krishna. He chanted all his rounds before. So I want you now to also glorify Krishna in great happiness. We have invited Bhartahari Prabhu to lead us in a particularly wonderful glorification of the holy name. I will read to you the English, and as Bhartahari sets up, I think this microphone, Manu, just wait, but be ready.
So the song which you will sing says, "Oh glories, oh glories to the holy name of Lord Hari, the abode of the nectar of spiritual bliss, the supreme truth in the form of what? Syllables, yes. Bestowing mercy upon your own devotees. You have descended in the form of the holy names and bestowed unbounded mercy upon the living entities. Oh, glories to..." Please repeat. "Oh, glories to..." Yeah, yes. One, two, three.
"Oh, glories to..."
Hari.
Hari.
Krishna.
Krishna.
And Rama.
Rama.
And then it ends. I will end here. "You are the excellent shelter of the residence of the entire universe." So let us please glorify the holy name like this. I think we sing with our Bhattahari Prabhu. Then maybe the holy name will give some mercy to us. Maybe we need to rearrange our sitting. Can you see Brahmachari Maharaj in the back? Can you see from there? Yes. Okay. Madhajis can see? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada once spoke about these songs of the Acharyas. He said, "The songs of the Acharyas tell us the absolute truth." And that's very good, Ananda Chaitanya. And then after we've completed the first verse, you can go forward. Wonderful. You are a true magician. Can you all see? God. Can we record? It seems the computer has developed a relationship with you, and when you go, it switches off. Chaitanya, maybe you have to stay next to the computer when we sing so that it doesn't disappear again. Jaya Jaya Hari Nam Chidanandam Ritadam Ratatva Akshara.
Jaya Jaya Hari Nama. Tatva Akshara Kori namarupe avatari jivedaya kori le apara jane kripa kori naam roope avatari jive daya kori Jagajana Suvishna Savajana Manasaran Hari Krishna Ram Jagajana Oh,
Nanda Jinamera Samana Kori Gai Kori Amana
Thank you.
jadi kono jana hoye dina kin jana nai de ke anya mati ka Hare da ke tu amara
Hai bo
Hare da ke tu amara
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. This marks the end of this session. I'm very grateful to you, Pada Hari Prabhu. You could somehow bring out the joy which this verse talks about. Oh, it's so nice, Krishna. You have taken a form to give pleasure to your devotees and to people in general by taking the form of syllables. So somehow in your singing, that mood has been transferred. Very wonderful. So thank you all very much. It is now your time to take your, what is it called, dinner, yes. Please take good dinner, and then in the evening we will continue with the program. It's a genuine pleasure to share with you these amazing and really hope-giving details of the Holy Name, as explained by Rupa Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushana, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, two commentaries on his prayers. All the best. See you very soon. Hare Krishna.